Many students in Alabama who identify as LGBTQ say they don't feel safe at school. According to one survey, most have been assaulted or harassed. Recently, an openly gay Huntsville teen who was bullied took his own life. Organizers of a proposed charter school for LGBTQ students in Birmingham say they want to establish a place where young people can feel secure. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
It's been difficult for Jennifer Sumner to find a public school that's the right fit for her 16-year-old.
I have a son. He's transgender, female to male. He's been in several public schools. I have moved around the state of Alabama to find a school that is supportive. The last few months, we've had to homeschool him.
She says her son has been bullied and called names, and there are other daily challenges.
You would think that somebody who has already transitioned would be allowed to use the restroom that they identify with, but that is not the case. Without a real struggle, and sometimes it still doesn't happen.
Stories like Sumner's aren't uncommon, says Amanda Keller. She's director of the Magic City Acceptance Center, a safe space with a no-judgment atmosphere for LGBTQ youths. The idea for the charter school grew out of concerns for young people who regularly come to the center. Keller also points to a state snapshot from the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network that shows an increase in harassment reported by LGBTQ youths in school. The bullying and lack of support for LGBTQ students takes a toll, Keller says. Some drop out. Others even take their own lives.
This conversation is very familiar to us, and we have lost people who have physically been in our space. Every single time, our question to ourselves is, what could we have done differently? What can we do better?
She says a safe, affirming school can help LGBTQ youths through some of their struggles. Organizers haven't chosen a location, but Keller says it will be somewhere in Jefferson County.
I have no doubt that there are families who will even move closer to Jefferson County so that their youth can attend this school, because we have people across the state and families who report that they just cannot find safe schools for their children.
Dwight Jenright was a teacher for 12 years in Alabama. Now he's working on a doctorate in education, researching LGBTQ issues in the classroom. As a child, before he came out, he says he was bullied.
Especially throughout junior high school, it was bad. I was constantly, bullied, fag, sissy, homo, before I even knew what some of those terms meant myself.
Jenright wasn't a fan of charter schools, but he's changed his mind on this one.
When I see that in typical public schools, we're not necessarily doing the justice for all students, then there becomes a niche.
Keller, the director of Magic City Acceptance Center, says organizers plan to submit the charter school application this fall. She says they're getting calls from people who want to work at the school or place their children on the waiting list. The new school could open as early as August 2020. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.